our man who covers the European Union for us, Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, you're a pretty good friend with John Wickham, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I really appreciate him. He was a professor for me. He has become a friend, and we've really enjoyed times together now ever since, and kind of support each other in learning and researching and growing and sharing what we learn with each other.
Great. Well, he's going to be up right after our conversation with you. Let's focus on the European Union just for a moment. I know there's not a whole lot coming out. Mr. Barroso, who is the, I guess, chairman of the, what is he, the chairman of the European Commission?
He is the president of the European Commission. That is one of the three, if you will, branches of the European Union. In many ways, it's my belief, and many hold this, that that is the most powerful group in the European Union, and therefore being president of it probably makes him among the top one or two powers of Europe today.
Wow. Well, he is going to this next week be going into the area of the Palestinians. Now, the report, his press release was he's going to Palestine. Tell you the truth, I don't know of a state, Palestine. Best I know, there's never have been a state called Palestine. I'm sure he must be referring to the area where the Palestinian people are living. And those in the north, in the south, you have the Gaza Strip. That's Hamas. In the north, you have Ramallah, just north of the city of Jerusalem. That's where the Fatah organization, the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, are located. Do you have any idea what his plans are? Why is he going in there?
Well, I'm not really sure. He certainly is going in. I can always say this, is that the European Union definitely wants to solve the problem of the Middle East. So he obviously is using the opportunity to go to the Middle East. Most Europeans do think of Israel and the Middle East as Palestine. Its way lingers from the way back of the Roman days. So that's why he calls it that. But I would guess, and that's how we'd have to phrase it, it's a guess. He's probably doing it for two reasons. One is he's trying to refocus attention to the Middle East to, again, resolve the problem. They're trying to get going. Tony Blair has been trying to stir it up again. So that would be one advantage. The other would be to take a little focus, perhaps, away from the financial crisis that continues in the European Union and is causing people to really starting to react and look deeper into what is the purpose of the European Union. And maybe it's a little to deflect some of that attention, get some other news going. And that would take some pressure off, if you will, off of him and a few of the other leaders to think things through. So it may be a creating sort of time to take a breath.
Well, let you and I go against his plan of getting the focus off of the economic situation there in the European Union. What is the latest? What's going on?
Well, a week ago, they said, all looks well. We're going to start loaning money directly to banks. We're going to create a situation that relieves the governments. They won't have to loan it by governments. Of course, they mean Italy, Spain, won't have to loan money to their own banks to help them survive. In other words, the EU would help give it directly to the banks. That way, the banks could continue. Europe is in a recession. They are now calling it a clear-cut recession. They're recognizing that problem. The fear was that if they gave money to the individual countries, such as Spain and Italy, they would loan it to the banks. The banks would never pay the states back, and the states would be in deeper trouble. So now they're sort of going direct to the banks. Most after the euphoria on Monday and Tuesday, everybody started looking at it more, and they said it's not going to do any good. And things have turned pretty dim by the weekend now. They are starting to be afraid that it's just not going to do it, and that the European Union is not, and the Eurozone is not reacting to the problem. It's like they hope it'll go away. I was just explaining it to some people recently. It's like the gambler who thinks he can win the next big winnings will be big enough to pay his debt. And the governments hope that somehow they're going to find a way that down the line they'll change their direction and it'll pay back all this enormous debt. And they're finding there just isn't that relief coming at this point.
When I get Dr. Rob Congdon on these microphones with us as a broadcast partner, we get down to the bottom line behind what is really happening in Europe. And maybe Mr. Barroso is going to Israel, to the Palestinian area, to try to deflect attention away from the economic crisis, but we dealt with it today. Rob, always a joy to be able to chat with you, my good friend. Thank you for being available for us, and we'll talk again with more information about the European Union next week. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, and Lord bless.